Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Piki mai kake mai. I'm Alison Balance, and welcome to this Our Changing World podcast from RNZ, where William Ray is off to meet one of the founders of a startup company, one that began life as a student project at university.
Last year, more than 500,000 New Zealanders got physiotherapy treatment through ACC. Lots of that was helping people recover from sports injuries, which I can tell you from bitter experience usually involves lots of really boring and repetitive exercises, as well as a bit of barefaced lying about whether or not I completed those exercises. And I'm not alone. Some studies have suggested as many as 70% of people fail to complete exercise regimes set by their physio. Back in 2014, a team of students at Victoria University came together through the university's entrepreneur bootcamp and came up with an idea to turn these boring exercises into video games. Four years later, that team's still together. They formed a company called Sweebo and are selling their games to physiotherapy practices all around the world. So, on a rainy day in Wellington, I pop into Sweebo's office and meet one of the co-founders and now CEO, Ben Dunn.
So this is it here then?
Yeah, so I basically got it set up on the TV here because the bigger screen, the more fun.
But, yeah.
Ben takes me into a demo room. In it is a computer, a big screen TV, and a balance board. In case you've not used one of those before, I ask Ben to describe it.
Yeah, it's kind of UFO-shaped. It's basically a flat wooden disc with a hemispherical base, and the base is made of metal in this case. It's very similar to a balance board you might find at your gym, or like a Bosu ball is something that sometimes people use, you know, with the like inflatable base underneath.
Yeah. So the idea is basically it's something unstable to stand on.
Yeah, exactly. It's an unstable surface, and what you use it for is to train your balance, mostly for sort of ankles, knees, backs, hips, what we call proprioception, which is basically just the knowledge of your body in space, so kind of like a fancy word for coordination.
So it's like sort of how you can touch your nose in the dark and not miss.
That is an element of proprioception, definitely. But it's something that physiotherapists use and sports trainers use to help people prevent injury as well. So when you're on the sports field, the worse your proprioception is, the worse control you have over your body, the more likely it is you're going to fall over, hurt yourself, or get some kind of injury of some description.
Because how long are you usually meant to stand on one of these things?
Usually a physiotherapist will recommend, 5 to 15 minutes a day kind of thing.
Minutes is a long time to stand on a wobbly board for.
Yeah, that's a very long time. It's much longer than most of us are willing to stare at a wall. So,
yeah.
So what we've done is we've basically taken the wobble board and we've added an app on your smartphone which measures the movements that you make on the board.
So it's using the built-in gyros in the phone to sort of know which way up it's facing.
Yeah, exactly. So basically we can measure all of the movements you make while you're on the board using those gyroscopes and accelerometers and all the fancy stuff that we all have in our pocket. So there's the app on the phone, and then there's the program on the computer, which actually listens to all of those measurements coming through and turns the actions that you're making on the board into games in front of you. So instead of staring at a wall while you're doing this or whatever it is, you can actually be playing a game and having a whole bunch of fun while you're doing that.
Technically, you don't need any special equipment for Sweebo. All you need is a computer, a TV, a smartphone, and a balance board. Sweebo does sell its own special balance boards, which have a compartment to slot your smartphone into, but you can just use an ordinary board and duct tape your phone in place, so long as you don't mind potentially accidentally standing on it.
The only thing we're really adding is all software, which makes it really easy to get and really sort of cheap for people to use, which is awesome.
All right, well, should we try giving it a go?
Yeah, let's give it a try. All right. So,
The first game Ben shows me is Hexile. Hexile's a puzzle game where you have to roll a ball around an obstacle course. You control the ball using the balance board. It rolls whichever direction you're leaning.
We made all these games specifically for tilt and for physical therapy with the help of physical therapists.
So it's quite, I mean, it's quite a complicated little thing here. I mean, you got like quite a, I mean, this is actually quite a fun looking game, I have to say.
That's sort of been the state of the industry for a while, is that often these sorts of things are made, for better or for worse, by, well, clinicians, which is great in that they're solving a real clinical problem that they have and that they experience directly, but they're not typically game developers. They don't typically know how to actually make something really
it's like
fun.
It's like one of those math learning games you get.
Exactly. Exactly. And you're like, oh God, this again.
Yeah.
So what we've done is make something that is something that we'd actually want to play.
Now it's my turn to give it a try.
I mean, I'm surprised. Like this, I can actually feel this sort of in my ankles quite strongly. Like this is obviously not exercise I do a lot.
No, it's pretty common for people to be like, balance training, what's that?
And yeah.
Never having done it before, you know, it's the thing you see in the gym and, you know, maybe once in a blue moon you'll see someone pick it up and use it.
And particularly if you're doing something like social sport, where, you know, you do some exercise and there's a lot of potential to injure yourself, but you're not doing the sort of associated training exercise which a professional athlete would.
Yeah, definitely. A lot of us are, you know, what we call weekend warriors, and doing exercises like this is something that we can all do to help keep us healthy and keep us happy and hopefully not get super damn bored while we're at it.
So I've got a time of 91.25 seconds. How good is that?
For a first time play,
in the
that's pretty good.
In the Journalist League?
In the Journalist League, that's a high score.
Yes!
You're doing well.
Suibo isn't just designed with the Journalist League in mind. They've also worked alongside professional high-performance athletes to create a more challenging game. It's called NeoZen.
Every time we sort of went away and made a different version, they came back and asked for it to be harder and faster and harder and faster. So
right.
We got a little bit out of hand.
So this is quite a difficult game as far as the thing goes.
I'm warning you before you jump on.
So basically we've got like you're in a cylinder, and it's coloured sort of half and half blue and red, and I'm guessing you can only go on the blue bits, you're not going on the red bits.
Yeah, so you get a better speed and hit the right targets, and then there's these areas like this in the middle where I have to balance the middle. So that's kind of what I was talking about how certain games get you on the edge and certain games get you to be balancing in the middle.
Yeah,
different.
We
can design the games to focus on the different aspects.
And I can tell immediately this is a much harder game like this. there's a lot going on the screen.
I don't want to intimidate you too much, but...
Okay, so you got 11,239.
That's a near-perfect score.
A near-perfect score. Wow.
Okay, listeners, a confession. I play quite a lot of video games, and I also go rock climbing in my free time, so I've got reasonably good balance. And I was feeling like I had a pretty good chance of beating Ben's near-perfect score, as he so smugly described it. So I jump onto the balance board and boot up NeoZen. Okay, all right, back up.
All right, here we go. All right, so the start is more you roll around the edges.
Yep.
Okay.
And then into the middle. That's a bit tough. Yeah, into the middle. Nice.
Yeah, this is quite addictive. Like, I can see, like, if you're a professional athlete, this is a hell of a lot more fun than, you know, your coach gives you 15 minutes of standing, staring at the wall sort of thing.
Oh, definitely. Especially because it's quite... You can play this multiplayer, so you can also get quite competitive.
Speaking of competition, time to look at my score.
That is an excellent score.
10,206.
For a first time on NeoZen, that is a fantastic score.
I did better than whoever your professional athletes were. just tell me that's what happened.
Definitely.
So far, so fun. But there is another side to Suibo. These games double as clinical tools for physiotherapists.
While you're playing, we're also collecting data on how you're moving so that your physiotherapist can see that and they can analyze your balance from that information. So they can actually look for strengths and weaknesses in your balance, or what particular areas you need to be working on, and if you're working the right areas. So for example, if you've got a left ankle injury, they can have a look and check to make sure that you are actually exercising your left ankle, and assign the right kinds of games, the right kinds of exercises to be the most effective for you. So it's most effective when you've got a physio on board with you.
And it's quite cool because it gives you some like immediate feedback on how much better you're getting. Like you can see like, oh, I beat my top score. My ankle must be getting better.
Yeah, definitely. And that's actually one of the things that's really hard about physical therapy in a lot of senses, because it's a gradual thing. And it's quite hard to feel like you're really improving over the long term. So having something like this, which can actually measure your improvement and show you your improvement, can be really helpful because it can be really motivational.
It's more than just a high score, though. Suibo also crunches the sensor data from the phone to create a whole lot of graphs and heat maps, which your physiotherapist can then look at.
So I can see when Lou was playing this level, they were balanced more on their right side than on their left. And then you can look at it in aggregate as well and see where on the board they were balanced. They're balanced over the course of all of their gameplay. So you can look for asymmetry and favoring one side over another and all that sort of stuff. And then we have something here, which is a balance test.
Okay.
So this is something that is specifically available to the clinician. And this is a way for them to objectively measure balance over the course of your therapy. So
right.
You come in, they do a set of tests to measure your baseline, they send you home with some games and whatnot, you go home and play, and then when you come back in, they can retest you here and actually show you how much you've improved.
We run through this clinical test with me as the guinea pig. I can report that it's much less fun than the games. Basically, it's just balancing on one leg, balancing on two legs, and then leaning in a bunch of different directions before coming back to balancing in the middle. Then we bring up the graphs to see how I performed.
So, that is interesting. All right, so what we've got here is a couple of graphs. Which, they're both radar charts. So basically, what you're looking at with this red one here is the time it took you to get to the target in that direction from the center. So going from the center into that direction, how long did it take you?
So it took me a little bit longer than normal to get up to the top right-hand side.
Yep, so for you, leaning forward, leaning right, or leaning forward and right is collectively slower than for you leaning in any other direction.
Okay.
Which is interesting. And if you're, you know, a physiotherapist, you can use this information to maybe diagnose specific problems that people are having, or assign the right kinds of exercises to correct for these kinds of asymmetries. Because asymmetry is a key indicator of risk to injury. And what you want to do is try to eliminate as much asymmetry as possible.
You're pulling a lot of information out of a very, very simple tool. I mean, this is just, you know, a bit of curvy wood, and then and by just attaching sensors to that, you can make all these awesome looking charts and stuff.
Yeah, thanks. It's pretty cool. And what we're trying to do is provide, you know, tools that therapists traditionally haven't had access to. A lot of the things that they're going to see from these graphs, some of them they're already going to know. But they're going to be able to quantify them using this. They're actually going to be able to track them. Sometimes it brings up new stuff that a therapist didn't know before. And quite often we'll see these sorts of measurements actually be able to show the chronic effect of chronic or historic injury. So for example, someone will come in and do a test and we'll see some, you know, they're much weaker on their left side. And we'll be like, oh, do you know why that might be? And they'll be like, oh yeah, you know, 5 years ago I had an ACL tear on my left knee and, you know, I thought I was fully recovered, but there we go. The data says otherwise.
Suibo's already on the market. Ben says they've been selling to physiotherapy clinics across New Zealand as well as overseas. So far, they've only made games which work with balance boards, but Ben says Suibo is also looking at VR technology for other types of physiotherapy exercises.
The intention is to be able to provide a suite of gamification tools that mean that no matter what your injury, you can go into the physio and get a really fun and exciting way to be able to rehab rather than sort of go home and pretend to do those exercises for the next 3 weeks.
The last time I did my wrist from climbing, I had to do this thing, which was basically like move your wrist up and down and do that like 20 times every day. And I
did it maybe once.
Or if my physio's listening, I did it every single time. If my physio's not listening, I did it first 2 days and then I stopped.
we're all in that. We've all been in that situation. And quite often the physio sort of smiles and nods, but the physio knows. They can tell from your rehab whether or not you've been doing your exercises already. But the intention being that in future we can gamify other kinds of rehab, and that's where potentially the VR or other elements come in, where we can start to gamify whether it's back or shoulder or wrist or, you know, whatever else it is.
Thanks, Ben. That was Ben Dunn from Swebo in Wellington, and that story was produced by William Ray. I'm Alison Balance, and this Our Changing World podcast first aired on RNZ National on the 6th of September 2018. Our webpage is rnz.co.nz/ourchangingworld, and you can do all sorts of things there. Sign up for our weekly email newsletter, find our contact details, and browse through our very large audio archive, which goes back 13 years. That should keep you busy for a while. We are RNZ Our Changing World on your favourite podcast provider, and you can also find us on the RNZ app. Stay in touch with us on Twitter and Facebook, where we are RNZ Science. Bye for now. Ka kite anō.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.